Our story begins at Charlie's penthouse, where he's just opened the door to find Adriana on his doorstep.
Oh my God. Adriana.
Hello, Charlie.
What are you doing here? How did you get out of Westside?
I'm out now. I was released. Dr. Hunt said I've made a full recovery.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh, well, congratulations. So what are you doing here?
Charlie, there's something I need to talk to you about.
You're kidding, right? Adriana, what could you and I possibly have to say to each other?
A lot. Charlie, when I said I...
Hi, what's going on?
Nothing. Pretty lady, just give me a minute here. I won't be long.
Okay. I'm gonna go get a glass of water. I'll be in bed.
I'll join you in a second. So what do you want? If I recall correctly, anything that needed to be said was said last time we saw each other. So what do you need?
I guess nothing.
Nothing? You were determined to tell me something a minute ago, so just spit it out and then please... leave.
No. I shouldn't have come here. I knew this was a bad idea. Sorry to have interrupted your day.
Well, yeah, you did interrupt a little bit. I do have a special someone waiting in my bed for me.
I have to go.
Goodbye.
So, what was that all about? Who was that woman?
It was no one. No one at all. Now, where were we?
At Murphy's Law, Andrew is sitting at the bar with Rosalind Gamage.
Rosalind, we have to stop meeting like this.
You amuse me. What can I say?
I amuse you?
Yes. At a time when my life totally sucks, I needed a distraction.
I don't think I've ever been called a distraction before.
But let's get something straight up front, Andrew. I know what kind of man you are. I know you hustled Larissa Davies, and I'm sure you're hustling me right now. And even though I hate my husband at the moment, nothing will ever happen between you and me.
Jeez Louise. Have I given any indication I expected this to turn into a sexual rendezvous?
Well, you lick your lips and lean into me every time you speak. So, yeah, you have.
Andrew Jones, I am going to kill you.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh, another scorned lover?
And just who the hell are you, may I ask?
Look, honey, we're just having a drink. I don't want him. He's all yours.
Rosalind, this is my sister, Alexandra Jones.
Sister? Well, I'll leave you two to go at it. I have to get home and pretend everything is peachy in my world.
Wait. You don't have to leave.
I probably should. See you around.
Damn it, Alex. Could your timing have been any worse?
What? What is the matter with you, you fool? Did you or did you not sign away all your rights to your own flesh and blood?
Oh, God. How the hell did you find out about that?
I heard it from the horse's mouth. I just went to Larissa's. I wanted to see Addison, and she informed me that I wasn't allowed to see him. And she's changing his name from Jones to Davies. How much, Andy?
How much? What are you talking about?
How much money did she give you to do such an awful, horrible thing?
Oh, that. $500,000.
What? $500,000, that's it? $500,000 to sell your son to an attempted murderer? What in God's name has happened to you? What happened to you to make you so uncaring and shallow and so damn stupid? I don't get it.
Now, the last thing I ever need is a lecture from you.
Well, you enjoy it while it lasts, because this will be the last one ever.
Excuse me? What are you saying?
It's over, Andy.
What's over?
You and me. What you've done here with Addison was the last straw. There's no one in the planet who cares about family more than I do, but I've had it with you. You don't give a damn about anyone but yourself.
Oh, come on, Alex. You and I are a team. We always have been.
Nope, not anymore. I'm tired of being let down by you. And now you've signed away the rights to Addison. He was our future, Andy. You just can't see anything except for dollar signs. And it makes me sick.
And you're hardly a saint yourself. Why are you being so self-righteous?
Because no matter what I've done in my life, I always put my family first. That's how we were raised, and that's who I am.
What? We're not going to see each other ever again? I know you don't mean it.
Well, wait by the phone if you'd like, Andy, but I won't be calling. Goodbye, Andrew.
Oh, come on, Alex. Don't leave like this.
At her new apartment, Agnes is in the kitchen when she hears a knock on the door.
Maybe that's Rex. Oh, it's you.
Hello, Miss Walker.
What do you want, Perry?
I came to talk to you about Rex.
You and I have nothing to say to each other. The last time I talked to you, I had a stroke.
Well, I've been thinking about this, and I think it's about time I take a new approach with you.
And what approach would that be?
I'm here to tell you to get over it. Rex and I are in love. We're together, and that's the way it's going to be. And oh, by the way, we're moving in together.
So, you came here to gloat?
It's not about gloating. It's about a mother accepting that her son is gay and being there for him. My mother never accepted my lifestyle, and she died before she could ever meet Rex and see how happy I could be. I don't want that to happen to Rex.
Well, don't worry, because I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. Much to your chagrin, I'm sure.
I don't have a mother anymore, or any family. I would love for us to get past this.
We'll get past it when Rex settles down with a nice Catholic girl from church.
Rex is gay, Miss Walker. You can't change who he is.
Well, he wasn't gay for 29 years, so what makes you think he won't change his mind again? I am praying for his soul daily at my prayer group.
He was in denial, but he has accepted himself now. And you have to accept him too. Can't you please just try to do that?
I won't be changing my mind, Perry. I will always love my son, but I will never accept his homosexual relationship with you. Never.
On his way home from the office, Todd has just stopped by Serena's apartment.
Hey, here are the files you're asking for, Serena.
Thank you so much for bringing these by. I'm sorry I haven't been in the office this week. Denise is running a fever and I wanted to stay home with her.
Oh, it's nothing serious, I hope.
No, she'll be fine. It just kills me when she's sick, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
So, things crazy at the office?
No, the inmates haven't started running the asylum with you out, if that's what you're asking.
Good. So, can I get you a drink? I have a bottle of wine open.
Oh, no. That's okay.
Are you sure? I was just about to have a glass myself. You don't want me to drink alone now, do you?
All right. I'll have one glass.
Great. Have a seat on the couch and make yourself comfortable. I'll be right back.
At Connie's apartment, an angry Clint has just arrived home.
Mom, how could you?
How could I what?
Give me a break. You had Heidi hauled down to the police station by Joe Zegas.
Look, I gave her every opportunity to promise me not to see you again, and she didn't.
Mom, how freaking embarrassing for me.
I'm doing this for your own good, Clint. You may not realize it now, but you'll thank me later.
That's where you're wrong. I won't be thanking you for this at all. In fact, I'll never forgive you for it.
Come on, Clint. You're growing up so fast, but I'm still the parent around here.
I bet if I had a father, he would see things differently. You just don't understand me, Mom.
Clint, that's not true. We've done just fine for ourselves for 16 years.
But if I had a dad like everyone else, he would understand where I'm coming from. You don't want me to grow up. You can't stop it, Mom. I'll be 17 soon, and next year I'll graduate from high school, and I'll be on my own.
Well, until that happens, I have to do what I think is right, whether you like it or not.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.